Chapter 35. Help End This Scandal. Internet porn is one of the dangers in a free society, taking advantage of personal freedoms. Surely the very basis of civilization, the reason why the human species has advanced so far, is because we're capable of communicating our knowledge and experiences not only to each other, but to future generations. Even animals find it necessary to warn their offspring of the pitfalls of life. The producers of porn do not have the prosperity of the human race in mind, especially now as addiction to internet porn is becoming more widely studied. In the initial stages, people genuinely believed that porn educated people on intimacy, but authorities on the subject know this is a fallacy. Watch any porn site today. They make no claims about education. The hypocrisy is incredible. As a society, we condemn school bullying and objectification of the human body. Compared with internet porn, these problems are minor. The numbers of those addicted to porn climb to new heights each year. More and more people are spending their quality time with 2D imaginary and static pixels at the expense of their health, virility, and energy. Porn is one of the biggest killers in relationships. Tens of thousands of lives are ruined every year because they get addicted. Internet porn producers don't advertise in mainstream publications because they don't need to. Our biological urges lead us to the thresholds of their well-stocked stores. They give out free samples like the local drug dealer. Some porn companies show the 18-plus warning on the home page as the deterrent for underage porn users, but many don't even bother. Regardless, internet porn affects people of all ages. We warned you of the danger, it's your choice. But they don't take steps to verify age. That would discourage their customers. We can address this through education of the younger generation. If they can step around cigarettes and alcohol aisles at grocery shops, they can do the same with internet porn. We're already seeing societal shifts such as No Nut November becoming mainstream. The porn user doesn't have the choice any more than the heroin addict does. Porn users don't decide to become addicted. They're lured into a subtle trap. If they had the choice, the only porn users alive tomorrow morning would be adolescents just starting out, believing they could stop at any time if they wanted. Heroin addicts can register as patients and get methadone as well as proper medical treatment to assist in getting free. Try registering as a porn addict. If you go to your doctor for help, they'll either tell you, "Stop doing it so much, try moderation," which you already know won't work, or will prescribe medication to address your depression. Worse is the advice that you should go find real sexual partners. Seriously? Do they not understand how many porn users use it behind their partners' backs? Why do we allow this scandal to go on? Why doesn't our government execute an anti-porn addiction campaign? Why doesn't it tell us that internet porn is a drug and a poison? Why don't they require age verification by requesting a registered credit card and perhaps with a third party? H.G. Wells, The Time Machine, describes an incident in the distant future where a man falls into a river. His companions merely sit around the bank like cattle, oblivious to his cries of desperation. Inhuman and disturbing, much like society's general apathy to the porn crisis. There is a wind of change of society. A snowball has begun rolling down the hill, and I hope this book will help turn it into an avalanche. You too can help by spreading the message. Chapter 36. A New Beginning. This is the end of the book, but it's a new beginning for everyone rejoicing in the realization of their marvelous new freedom. From here, there is only more joy, more fulfillment, and more life to be lived. Never stop rejoicing, your freedom depends on it. If you lose your way, start doubting your decision, or just need to remind yourself of the truth about pornography addiction, come back to this little book and read it again. The world is full of conflicting truths, brainwashing, and cultural bias. If you base your decisions on the unstable emotions of pop culture or ever-shifting societal beliefs, you'll be led astray. Save yourself years of stress and heartache by searching for the truth in everything and basing your decisions only on that. Chances are, if you are determined to rid your life of porn addiction, you desire to improve your life in other ways as well. You can use the methods in this book to help yourself in any area you choose. Just follow the instructions as outlined, adapting them for any vice, obstacle, or situation as needed. You will find, as I have, that you can take control of your life and achieve whatever you set your mind on. I will close the book by saying thank you. If you've read this little book right up to the end, you're the type of person who loves their freedom and will work hard to claim it. Thank you for being who you are. We need more people like you. Thank you for not accepting things just as they are. As you gain momentum and attain positive life change for yourself, start taking others with you. The future is bright, if people like you are in it. Chapter 37. Acknowledgements. I am continually inspired by the members of the Freedom Academy who delight in becoming their greatest selves. Every soul who passes through the doors of the Academy gives me motivation to put forth my best effort in everything I do. I am particularly indebted to Jason Vienne and Rokas for reviewing and editing this manuscript. Without their help, this work wouldn't have been completed. Finally, I'm grateful to you for reading this book. You're the creme de la creme, the very best. Many will never make it this far in their search for freedom. I'd wish you luck, but as you've come to learn, you don't need it. You know what to do. To quote the old saying, he conquers who conquers himself.